www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
There is a time for every purpose under heaven, and for the 113th Congress, it is a time to rise.
What a rocky finish to the 112th Congress, including for John Boehner. But in the end, John Boehner is in. 220 Republicans out of 234 supported the man from Ohio during a very tense vote on the House floor. So he once again, John Boehner, is reelected as Speaker of the House. However, a dozen of his own voted for someone else, protesting his leadership because of the fiscal deal that was cut, the tax package approved by Congress. There were some protests, and you can certainly see why, because of all the nonsense that was tucked into the package. Hey, everybody. It's building. It's that shark. Swimming around Boehner constantly. The noise. Can't you hear it? There was tension. As I said, here we are in America tonight. The crossroads of what ails us and some of the fun stuff, too. I'm so pleased to be the queen of this cruise ship for this hour of ATN. Kate Delaney, happy to serve all of you. Remember, you have a voice in this sucker. So if you want to throw in your two at any point, do you feel like you got ripped off now that you're hearing about some of the things that were in the tax package? Well, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what some of the things were. I've already talked about this a little bit with the wind farm nonsense. And I say it's nonsense because don't sell me the green. I get it.
Unlimited minutes in the package?
Yeah. Unlimited minutes. Yeah, take that. The wind farms are 2% of electricity in this country. But, hey, $12 billion is a sweet number, and that was basically the subsidies. That is the subsidies, $2 billion and counting, that wind is getting. Wind. Oh, I can think of a million jokes. So all those windmills, all the. It's a tax credit for producing electricity. It's a tax credit for buying electric-powered motorcycles, tax rebates to Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, from a tax on rum imported into the United States. This is some of the nonsense that was pushed into the bill that has been robo-signed and is approved. The provisions are so obscure, some of them it's ridiculous. You want to talk about special interests? I thought we were done with pork. That's a bunch of nonsense. So they vote in favor of it. And, you know, why do you think we're so cynical in America when it comes to our lawmakers? We're wary of the tax breaks that are being handed out. They're a bunch of lame ducks. In reality, yeah. What was that old song? I don't have to look good, or I just have to look good, but I don't have to really be clear. Remember that song? That's pretty much what we get in Congress. They don't have to be clear. So some of the other things besides the wind breaks, film producers, racetrack owners, the farms that I mentioned, while others are struggling, we're getting tax credits for research and development from pharmaceutical companies and high-tech companies. It'll cost $14.3 trillion. How about this one? A provision that allows restaurants and retail stores to write off the cost of improvements, $3.7 billion. That's a good thing, isn't it? Time to go open a restaurant. Anyone want to throw in on my restaurant? We'll call it, I have a great name for a restaurant, so none of you steal it since I'm going to say it on the air. How about this for a restaurant? Where should we eat? Where should we eat? Or, I don't know. You know, everybody can't decide on where they're supposed to eat. How about, I don't know. I love that. I think that's a great name, and we could apply for that money. A 50% tax credit for expenses related to railroad track maintenance, that's another one. This one's a good one. A provision that allows motorsports racetracks to write off improvement costs at $78 million. I have some friends, though, that race. How about this? A tax break that allows TV and movie productions to move pretty quickly to write off expenses. Sexually explicit productions, meaning porn, is ineligible. $248 million. $248 million. My oh my. And then there's so many other things that would make you furious and your hair would stand on end, and I don't want to do that. I'll just give you one more. I'm going to give you one more. How about this? An exemption that allows banks, insurance companies, and other financial firms to shield foreign profits from being taxed by the U.S. Well, that's nice. The tax break is important to lots of multinational banks and financial firms. $11.2 billion. I think we open up a chain of restaurants. I don't know where you want to eat. Got any other good suggestions for me?
Kate Delaney's Wondrous Emporium of Weird Goods.
Weird Goods. Kate's Place. I like it. We'll just do a radio show from there. That's where we'll do America Tonight. And I like breakfast for dinner, so we'll specialize in that. We'll do backwards menus, and we'll do dinner for breakfast. How's that? Does that appeal to anyone out there? I know some of you truck drivers. I'm the granddaughter of a trucker. I know you know what I'm talking about with some of those truck stops. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Before I get on my magical mystery tour and I do a few sidebar things, that's the number you can always ring to throw in on any of the conversations that we're having, including the one right now over whether or not we got jammed up with this new tax law that's got a lot of breaks for a lot of people, but probably not for you and probably not for me, unless I sincerely follow through on some kind of a restaurant deal. Maybe a snow cone place. I like snow cones.
You can have Simply Bacon.
Snow cones, not bacon. Snow cones. That works. I think that works. It's perfect. It's cheap. It's easy to make.
Bacon-flavored snow cones.
Oh, that's sick. Bacon-flavored snow cones. Charles in charge is getting delirious. The mothership is moving, and he's part of the shift. And so he's had to do back stretches and everything else, so please forgive him if he makes no sense. That's why. They're not asking me to move the furniture. I'm too far away. Virtually, I will be there with him. In my head, I will be moving the furniture. How about that? I think it's a good suggestion. I'm there. I'm supporting the team. I'm doing whatever I can. How's that? All right, let's jump to something else here at the top and tell you what's going to come up this hour of America Tonight. Believe it or not, back by popular demand, we're going to take a look at odds and ends. And boy, there is some oddball things going on. Some crazy things like the Doctor Who stamps. What does that mean? Can you get some of it? How about this? How about the railroad calendar that made its way to its owner a few years late? Try 63 years later. I'll explain. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
exercises.
But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. Before I make you, I'll break a thousand more, baby. Before I am through, I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How's it hanging in your neck of the woods? Got a lot of people still looking for gigs? Unemployment blues? Or perhaps you're in a spot in the country that's thriving beyond your wildest dreams? As you look around your neighborhood, you see that everybody's doing super well. I was in Houston and I noticed, you know what? What recession in Houston? The oil business is booming in the state of Texas in some areas. Midland, Texas exploded. And so is Houston. So I guess it just depends. Are we seeing some kind of a trend or not? And I would say that not necessarily. There are a few places where, because of the industry, it's like North Dakota. When people talk about North Dakota, there's jobs there. I mean, you might have to live in a tent or a tent city, but you can make some really good money, even as a waitress in the local restaurants there. And why is that? Because there's so much work. And because we're talking about natural resources. This is why I don't understand the rush to not do the things that we could do when it comes to coal, when it comes to so many other resources we have here in this country, including oil, at our fingertips, but yet that does not happen. And that adds to the struggles, I think, of so many others in a very, very diverse country. All right, off the lecture circuit for now and moving on to a couple of other things. I said we were going to talk about some of the odd stories that I happened to come across in my travels, and it includes this crazy story. I'm a big railroad person. I love the trains. I do. I love to watch trains. I like to hear. I noticed something, and I think it's accidental or maybe not. They said there was no such thing as these kinds of accidents. But almost every place that I've lived, only one, has had a train hum in the back of it somewhere, somehow, where the train's gone through the city, the suburb, whatever. But this story isn't about that. This story is about a northern Pennsylvania newspaper getting a calendar to help bring in the new year. The year is 1950. Scranton's paper is called the Times Tribune, a mail carrier delivered 63 years later without any kind of an explanation. There was just this large tube, and it had the calendar. And it was addressed to James Flanagan, the former general manager of the Scranton Times. It had a holiday greeting from a railroad exec dated in December of 49. How cool is that? Flanagan, incidentally, this is how wild that is, died that month. The U.S. Postal Service person who delivered it said, lost mail is sometimes found when a machine is dismantled or office space is renovated. I think that's amazing. So they have a Steamtown National Historic Site Railroad Museum, and they're going to find out if they're interested in the calendar. Otherwise, they're going to put it up in the newspaper offices. But what's, you know, can you imagine getting a piece of mail those many years later? I think it's pretty wild. It'd be cool if the guy was still alive. Speaking of mail, you'll appreciate this. Doctor Who. The characters in the science fiction show Doctor Who are going to be on the letters that some of us mail in 2013. The British Royal Mail is marking the 50th anniversary of the popular show with a series of stamps featuring 11 actors who have played the role, the title role, known as the Doctor. And it features a whole bunch of different people, including David Tennant, who many of you may know. And they have various iconic foes in the series that will be there, a weeping angel, a Cyberman. It's all about time travel, baby. That's why I even care about this stamp. Doctor Who. Very nice. Very nice. This is strange. That music fits this story. In fact, these women may have heard this music. Twin mothers in Ohio giving birth the same day. Aiden and Donovan didn't wait until New Year's Day to come screaming into the world, they say. But the circumstances are quite strange. The babies were born about 2 hours apart to Ohio mothers who are identical twins. 19-year-old mothers, in fact. They're not on the Teen Mom show, by the way. Amy and Ashley Nelson. They just happened to give birth at the same time. So imagine the stories those two kids will have to tell. Amy's son, Donovan Scott Brayton, was born just after noon on the last day of 2012. Ashley's son, Aiden Lee, made his appearance at about 2 p.m., and they were delivered at the same hospital by the same doctor. You can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you. Can't do it. There is something about a pet besides the love and affection you get. Sometimes they are a beacon of warning. A Wisconsin couple said that there was the clucks by the chicken that helped them and alerted them to a fire at their house. Dennis Murawski said a pet chicken named Cluck Cluck, nice name, woke his wife with a loud clucking from its cage in the basement two floors below at 6 o'clock in the morning. The man was half awake and didn't know about the fire because the smoke alarms hadn't gone off. The chicken was very, very vocal, rather, and excited, started wandering all over the place. So the couple woke up and knew that they had to get out of the house. They escaped. And the firefighters showed up. They found the chicken in its cage, one of the cats alive in the basement. And the couple, their cat, their chicken, are staying in a little motel waiting until they get the all clear to go back into the house. This is kind of a familiar thing that's happened to two people I know. A fire starting in the attic of the attached garage. And so the house was a total loss. And if the chicken hadn't done something to alert them, maybe it would have been a sadder situation for the people who were inside the house soundly sleeping. Luckily for them, that didn't happen, and I think the story actually is kind of cool.
I'm confused, Kate. You've had friends who had chickens save them from fires?
No. I've had friends who have had fires that started in attics because of a spark or something else that happened. One of them, he was working and the fire started and one of the neighbors hysterically called him. But by the time the trucks had gotten there and everything, the house was, you know, they doused it and it wasn't, he had to move into a new house and do the whole insurance thing and all that. And it was some kind of a weird spark in the attic that a lot of fires are started that way. Scary. It would be scary. I'm sure somebody somewhere listening to this show has gone through a horrible house fire. And listening to the stories of people who have had to do it, with all the claims and just the things you lose, I mean, things are things, you can replace them, but it's the pictures and the other stuff that's so tough. And plus, it'd just be tough to have to rebuild everything. Yes, you'll get the, if you have the insurance, the homeowner's insurance, which you should, then that would cover a fire, but having to pick a new place and, oh, sounds like a nightmare to me. Going through the ropes to be able, jumping through the hoops, try to be able to get it done and get your family in a new place. And two people I know had to do that, and they said it was rough. I mean, they had help and they got the insurance, but it was rough. It was rough. How about this? A man getting a DUI after driving on the AA co-founder's lawn. Vermont State Police say a man is facing a drunk driving charge after driving onto a historic home once owned by the co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, 55-year-old Donald Blood III of Marlborough, Massachusetts, was ordered to appear in court. What was he thinking? I'm sure it was accidental where he ended up. They say that he was driving, or thought he was driving into a parking lot, but it was actually the lawn of the Wilson House, built in 1852. Once again, the birthplace of the AA co-founder, Bill Wilson. Supposed to be a sanctuary where people can come and give thanks to their new lives. They host several AA meetings each week. No word as to whether or not they were doing that when he drove up onto the lawn.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Give us a ring at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and in the words of Tony Soprano, it lives on forever, you know. People are still ordering the Sopranos the first year, the second year, the third year, and so on and so forth. Bada bing, you are in just like that when you click on contact on the website. Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Katie, my love.
Dan, you're slow. You're late to the party.
I love that. I love when you have to put down your headsets. It is so part of the back and forth that we have here on the air.
Well, I had a fire I'll tell you about in a minute, but first I was going to tell you an alcoholic joke. This man was really a reprobate. He'd steal the pennies out of the kids' piggy banks to buy booze. He sold the water heater. He sold everything in the house just to keep on drinking. And his wife wanted to leave him and everything. It was just terrible. But one night he was at an AA meeting, and he kind of took it all to heart. He walked out. Just before he walked out, he put 10 cents in the collection plate when they passed the plate around, you know, to buy the coffee with and so on. And so he walked out. He was feeling all good about everything. He walked right out in front of the truck and got run over. And he went to heaven. St. Peter says, excuse me, you're not supposed to be here. According to our records, you've never done a decent thing in your life. You've been an alcoholic. You've been a wife beater. You've just been terrible. And we're going to send you down below. He said, wait a minute. Just tonight, I put 10 cents in the collection plate at AA meeting. I stepped off the curb and got killed. He says, well, let me talk it over with the boss. Went to the boss and he told him, hey, this guy's been a real reprobate, blah, 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 and gave him his whole record. God says, well, I'll tell you what. Here's 10 cents. Take it back to him. Tell him to go to hell.
I like it.
Okay. Now, years ago, when my little boy was four, he tried to set a fire in a coffee can. And then it got too big for him, so he tried to put it out with Avon. And, of course, it got a whole lot bigger and started the carpet on fire. And so he's trying to stomp it down. And my mother heard him up there, and she says, Danny Jr., you get your butt down here right now. So he just shut the door and hoped the monster would go away. So a few minutes later, a black friend of ours come busting through the door and said, Mrs. blah, 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 your house is on fire. And she said, oh, my God. So she grabbed all the kids. I came home from work. I had a funny feeling something was wrong. So I came home from work that day for lunch. And here's the fire department out in front of my place. And the smoke just billowing out and everything. And I said, what happened? And she told me the whole story. And if it hadn't been for insurance, we'd have been up a creek. But we lost everything we had. We lost all the kids' pictures. And my room was the only one that wasn't destroyed.
Wow.
At 4 years old, he set my apartment on fire and wiped us out.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's rough going through that. Oh, with a family. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah, very tough.
That was my only experience with fire, but you told that story about the chicken. I've heard several tales of cats and dogs and other animals that save people in similar situations, and I think that's really a good thing. And if I was a chicken in the basement and there was a fire going on, I wouldn't want to become fried chicken either.
But I'm bump on that note. That's beautiful, Dan. What a great call. You have a great weekend, fried chicken. That is sweet. Yeah, but his real tale there, talking about the fire, that is rough, man. It is rough when you go through a fire, like I said, because it's, you know, you're scrambling first. It's like any drama or trauma we have in life. You're dealing with it first, and then you deal with the aftermath, and the aftermath sometimes is unbelievably rough in trying to find a place to live, gather the kids, deal with the school, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, hey, we get through it, right? Obviously, Dan got through it, and he became the funny man that he is here when he calls us on America Tonight. An on-the-spot joke from Dan. Fried chicken. You got to love that.
Do you expect any less, Kate?
No. That was a good one. That was a good one. It's all about the rule of threes, and it paid off for him there. He definitely nailed it. Without a doubt. You know, when I was getting ready to do tonight's show and I was looking around at some of the odds and ends and things that I had seen and talked about during the week and was thinking, you know, we've talked about some interesting things this past week. The one thing that we haven't talked about too much, but I think is perhaps one of the biggest ironies of the things that we have seen lately, whether it has to do with somebody who is made a big name for himself either politically, business-wise, or in an entertainment sense, I would have to say that Mark Zuckerberg, do all of you know who Mark Zuckerberg is? Of course you do. He is the guy who invented, we think, Facebook. So his sister, Randy Zuckerberg, the former marketing chief and producer of the Bravo series Silicon Valley, posted a photo of her family laughing with their smartphones while they were playing with Facebook's new Poke app. In the background of the photo, her brother Mark is sitting there with his hoodie. So what happened next, who knows? Zuckerberg accidentally made the photo available to all her subscribers instead of only her friends, or a friend of a friend, you know, ended up seeing it when Zuckerberg's friends liked or commented on it. That's what happens on Facebook. So picture this. You have personal space, you have a personal photo, and now all the people on your Facebook can see it. Somebody decides, well, the rest of the world needs to see this. And that's what they did. And unfortunately, it was reposted on Twitter, and she wrote a note saying it was uncool. So what is digital etiquette? I think most of us have no clue what digital etiquette is. I know that you can't write all in caps. That denotes anger, and exclamation points, same thing. So you just have to keep that in mind when you're writing something on the fly, on the iPhone, or whatever it might be.
Here you have digital etiquette is a tongue twister.
It is, and it's tough to decide what's fair and what's not, and what's off limits. So here you have Zuckerberg's sister, his own sister, gets ripped off on Facebook because she posts a personal picture of her family. Somebody sees it and they take it and they post it other places. So even the founder of Facebook's family is not safe from social media and really realizing what it means when things are out there and they're tagged. Anything you put is fair. Anything you put out there, I think, is fair game. Whether that's right or not, you post a picture of yourself, however you post it, that's what happens. Instagram is owned by Facebook. You can sell your photos for money. And that's the whole thing. So now somebody who shares their photo without consent gets upset? Come on. Come on. You know what your brother does for a living. You're sitting there playing with the app on the site. It's such a layup. I'm telling you. Big layup. And I guess she thought the privacy settings were enough and didn't think one of the people that she had friended would do that. But lo and behold, that is the digital age that we are in, where everybody's got a cell phone, everybody's looking around. If you're uber famous, forget about it. They're going to get you on some kind of camera. If you're in between, probably still a chance that they'll get you on camera, too, in some form. And that's just the way it is. As much as people crave publicity, you have to deal with the good and the bad. And, of course, the bad is the fact that at any time, and it can be deceiving, you can have that photo snapped where it's taken out of context. And then it's like the shot heard around the world, and you cannot take it back. You can't take it back. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to take a look at sports, because we got some big sports going on. Somebody said to me, what would happen in this country if nobody gambled at all on any of the football games? Would football be as popular? And the answer to that is no, you big dummy. Of course not. Of course not. There are some big matchups in the NFL. We'll talk about those. We'll take a look at what's happened behind the scenes. The Cowboys, in the meantime, are without tee times, but they are primed to make a deal. What deal will the Cowboys make to improve their chances of getting into the playoffs next year?
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
NHL. Why? There is no stinking hockey, and there's playoff football. Hey, everybody, we're talking a little sports here for a short segment on America tonight with me, Katie D. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Tom Brady certainly has adopted that attitude. Why? Because he doesn't have to play this week.
We'll be watching this weekend, and kind of you're still on high alert for football and the situation awareness and watching the games and so forth. You know, your mind is still very much in the game. But, you know, when we figure out who we'll play, it'll be, you know, we'll jump right into that and get going.
That makes sense. Why not spy, scope, whatever the competition? Because, you get a chance to hang loose. And Brady will find out whether he's playing the Texans or the Bengals. They play this weekend on the 5th, 4:30, NBC. The Colts and the Ravens are interesting. They're playing 1 o'clock kick, East Coast time, all of this, on January 6th. And they'll meet in the next round. One of those two teams will meet the Broncos. So the Broncos and the Patriots lay in wait, if you will. Meanwhile, on the other side, you have the Seahawks and the Redskins. That's a 4:30 kick. Then you've got the big one on the evening, the Vikings and the Packers. Vikings and the Packers. Whoever wins that game goes on to meet San Francisco in the next round. Whoever wins between Seattle and Washington moves on to a date with the Falcons in the end, Sunday, February 3rd. February 3rd, think about it. We got to crown a champion. And who is that going to be? The AFC champ, the NFC champ, and then ultimately who wins the Super Bowl. As I mentioned before, the NBA is rolling on, of course, and the NFL is in its playoffs. The NHL is nowhere. Go figure. I think they're stabbing themselves in the heart because already it's a tough sell for many areas. Now to have it completely poof go away, kids get interested in other things, and they might not pick up the great game of hockey. David Stern had plenty to say about another NBA team in Seattle and also about being sad about what was happening on the ice. As a supreme marketer, I'm sure he doesn't understand how this has slipped away.
There's a plan for a building. Land has been acquired. Sort of reviews are being undertaken. And I think that a predicate for a team is a building. And I think those plans are underway. So I think the answer to your question is yeah. It's always very sad to see the disruption and the lost opportunities by arena workers and those that profit from games being played. It's the players as well.
Yep, and so Gary Bettman, his pal, could not get it done. So he is the most dreaded man when it comes to the great game of stick and puck. He has stopped it, and there's no turning back on this one. By the way, a quick side note here for all you sports fans, hoop fans, whatever. David Stern is stepping down as commissioner February 1st, 2014. That's 30 years on the NBA's top spot at the top of the heap. That's pretty big. One job for 30 years. One thing he announced is he's saying there's going to be multiple NBA teams in Europe in 20 years. Wow, how about that? That would be like a primer league, I suppose, if you have that many international teams. But 20 years? Whew. The NBA, they're trying to keep up with the NFL. And
USA! USA! USA!
Exactly. The way to do it. It's already almost happened with an expansion team in London. And this is something that he's dreamed about for a long time, seeing a division in Europe, which would be a first for American sports. So he's been trying to figure that out. How do we get them to embrace this? How can they compete with the 30 NBA teams that are in the U.S.? And that would be pretty tough. You'd have a world championship, though, if you had teams like London, think of the big cities, London, Paris, Barcelona, Rome, Berlin, to name a few. Then you have this whole world thing going on. I don't know, would that alienate people? How much is too much? Sports couldn't get bigger. There's no doubt about it. The millions and millions of dollars that are being made, bigger than that. We could probably end our financial woes if we could just steal a little bit of that sports money. Because it is, this is the biggest I've ever seen sports. It has absolutely exploded, without a doubt. Some of you who have participated in Nail the Score know what it's like when your team does not win, when it's the end of the end. and it's only about tea times and hanging out and not seeing your team have a chance at the date with the Super Bowl on February 3rd. So the Bills had big expectations for the year, but they tanked. It was the same thing from the Bills, the same thing that we've been seeing time after time, just like the Cowboys. They couldn't overcome injuries. Tony Romo with a bunch of interceptions on the final game. Just one too many mistakes. The Giants won the Super Bowl last time out, so not such a big thing if they don't win the next year, but at least get in the playoffs. And they couldn't get into the playoffs because they were like a roller coaster, up and down, and eventually it caught up with them. But the team I think that was the biggest blight on the map, because probably the hopes and the money that was spent, the 2012 Jets thought that they would be there again for an AFC championship, but an 8-8 dismal season, or, you know, after the 8-8 dismal season, they returned to the same kind of team that they were. There was just too much disarray across the board, so they finished 6-10. It's the first losing record for Rex Ryan, and it was bad all the way around. The offense was terrible. Mark Sanchez threw 18 interceptions, turned the ball over 26 times. I could go on with a bunch of stats, but the bottom line is he's never been the guy. He looks like all out, all glory, and then he falls apart. So he had an injury, he's had some problems, he struggled, and Tim Tebow was just a complete bust for the Jets. They need to move on, period. Rough all the way around. And what happened in the coaching ranks, what happened with the offense besides Sanchez, just a disgrace. They even had their one running back, Sean Green, who had over 1,000 yards, but, you know, when you don't have a team that's doing much of anything, it doesn't matter how many yards you rush for, it's still not going to lead you to the promised land, which is hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Yeah. And Tony Romo, as I mentioned before, with the interceptions, he is way off his game. Way off his game. Without a doubt. And they say he's going to be back. You know, it all starts and ends with the quarterback. Kind of like we say with the president. It all starts and ends with the guy in the Oval Office. It all starts and ends with the guy who's doing the signal calling.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.